station welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, that's me. Thank you so much, Wanda. You do such a great job every week. How much do we pay those people that cheer?
A buck.
Well, they're overpaid. Hey, we've got a great show for you today. It's This Week is the CBRE Edge with Arden Carson. She's the managing director for South Florida CBRE Practice. And my God, do we have a great guest today, Olivia Ramos. We've been talking. She's with DeepLocks. What's DeepLocks? DeepLocks tells... DeepLocks takes artificial intelligence and brings it to your real estate. Wanda was rocking me and I wasn't expecting it. Wanda, well done. We've also got my good friend JP Perez. We're going to talk about urban redesign with him and my good friend Scott Sherman. Scott sits on the UF real estate board with me. We may even talk a little UF. So Wanda, now's the time to rock the world. Let's go.
Asia.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. As you know, in Gainesville, they sell Audis. Their Key West store, well, they've got them all. And what do they all come with? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. What's the Warren Henry Advantage? Well, it's complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel, alloy protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. If you don't like it, you can give it back. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
At an 11. I'm going to take it to about a 15 real quick.
And Wanda Miles.
Nobody respects Trump. You know how I know they don't respect him? Because they let him walk up on Air Force One with toilet paper on the back of his ship. And they just stood there.
On 880, The Biz.
You see that? Yeah, I see it. I see it.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hey, everybody, you looking to do a real estate deal? Well, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Well, look, I just got off with a family from out of town. They're looking to come into town and buy some trophy assets. They want to work with a group that's going to be quiet but really is connected. I wonder why they called me. You know why they called me. Give me a call if you think I can help you at 305-773-6300. I'm the guy that sold Wynwood Yard. Let me help you and your family execute their business deal. Call me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with the CBRE Edge. And you know what that means? That means we've got Arden Carson. Arden's a senior Managing Director for South Florida at CBRE. She's going to be on this week with our special guest, Olivia Ramos.
Ramos.
There you go. Got you going, didn't I? There we go. Now we're getting started. And Olivia is the CEO of DeepBlocks. They use artificial intelligence to help you do your real estate deal. Arden, welcome back.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you?
Everything is great.
Started off. Is it looking good?
Yeah, looking good.
Awesome. I think you are looking good.
Started off today, kicking off the real estate workshop for the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, high five.
Today, so real estate.
Well, that's great. So what was the Chamber talking about?
Goal setting conference, and I kicked off the real estate workshop.
We're staying on top of real estate. That's what it is.
South Florida's hot.
Lots of condos, lots of apartments, lots of good urban retail, and lots of good artificial intelligence to help us understand the market. Why don't you introduce our guests?
Sure, absolutely. So I am thrilled for our fifth episode of The Edge by CBRE to interview Olivia Ramos. And Olivia and I have known each other for a few years now.
Okay.
And in addition to my passion for Miami and real estate, I've also been very active in the startup space. And so when I met Olivia and learned about her software company, I got involved very quickly, and I've been an advisor and wanted to share it on The Edge.
Well, it's really great. Olivia, welcome to the show. Arden, thank you so much for being here. Olivia, tell us a little bit about your company and what you do.
Sure. Thank you for having me, Arden and Jim. DeepBlocks is combining all the different aspects of architecture, real estate analysis and valuation, and market data into a single centralized smart software. We're now live in over 1,000 cities. We're collecting a lot of data. The system's becoming smarter over time. And what it does is allows you to select a piece of land, and you can analyze and model any type of property use and any type of area. And it guides you on the zoning, and it guides you on the market. So you can see what is your highest return on cost for any particular option.
Wow, that's awesome. We'll talk after the show. I'm working on a deal I think you could help me on.
All right.
She can help a lot of us.
I think so.
So let's talk about you, Olivia, first. So where did you grow up? Where did you go to college?
So I was born in Cuba. I came in 1993, and I went to high school at Design and Architecture Senior High. Then I got a bachelor's in architecture at University of Florida. And
Gators.
Yes, go Gators.
Sorry.
I got my master's in architecture from Columbia University. Excuse me?
What's their mascot, the Colombians? What are they, the Columbia? What are the Columbias?
I think they're the Bears, but we're not big in sports, so
that's
I'm not
okay.
Sure.
That's fair. That's fair. They play good baseball. I know they play baseball.
Powder blue is their color.
Yeah, I know that.
Yes.
That's a good one.
And I got a second master's in real estate development at the University of Miami.
And then you decided to go to work, huh?
And then I decided to go to work.
High five to you. I bet your parents were thrilled at that point.
Yes.
So you're combining all your skills into this new software package. And Arden, what do you find interesting about what she does?
Well, I love the fact that you can type in an address, go right to the site, and then model highest and best use. So as a developer, and I've been a developer, and I view myself as a developer, it's just such a great tool. And it's really simplifying the process. It's not the be-all, end-all. You still need a lot of the consultants that go into helping design a project, but it's a great way to sort of do a back-of-the-envelope return on costs and figure out profitability.
Well, I should introduce you to Andreas Sane. Sorry, never get that right. He's got the Real Estate Collaborative.
So I want to hear how you came up with the concept and what has been the biggest driver to its success so far.
Sure. So after graduating, I worked for brokers, for contractors, for architects, for developers, and try to get a feel for how the whole thing works. And then I worked for DARPA designing big data navigation software. So that was the sort of what got me into the technology, the big data. And through Singularity University, you have a question, Jim?
You got to say what DARPA is, because
yes.
Not
DARPA
everybody knows, but I do.
It's the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. It's the experimental arm of the Department of Defense. They invented
the
internet.
Where all the good stuff comes out of.
A lot of good stuff comes out of there. So my design for big data navigation software got first place in innovation, and I got a sort of new love for using technology and big data to solve big global problems. And through Singularity University, which is a futurist institution in Silicon Valley, I was able to put a team together to bring AI into real estate and combine all the different pieces that are currently very fragmented into a single software.
Martin.
So what do you enjoy the most about working in this industry?
Well, I mean, everything we do has a repercussion on the future of our cities. So, and our cities mean how people live and, you know, where people spend their money, how people experience their lives. So what we want to do is optimize the way buildings are analyzed, so then hopefully has a better, more optimal process through construction, and maybe we can lower some of the cost of living and bring more affordable housing or bring more technology into resilience. It just brings space to allow for more optimization and innovation if you crunch all the numbers in the same software.
Yeah, it's an efficiency thing.
Yes.
That's fabulous.
In short, yes.
So tell us a little bit about some of your key mentors and people who have influenced you.
Absolutely. Well, Arden, you're definitely one of them. And
oh, softball.
Yeah. I paid her,
softball.
I paid her for that.
Yeah, I have
yes.
a dollar. I'm the best real. I'm best guy on the radio, too.
So no, it's totally true. And
I know it is.
So Arden, Avra Jain, Jeff Miller, Neil Jacobstein on the AI side. He's the chair of AI and robotics for Singularity University.
Shout out to Jeff Miller. Cool dude. Love Jeff.
Very cool dude.
Love Jeff.
So, yeah, it's a great ecosystem here in Miami of real estate professionals that have been with us from the beginning to help us make sure that we're relevant and that we're really solving the pain points in the market.
Well, great. So tell us where you are right now in terms of your company evolution. I know you've been working on this for a little while, so I think that whole startup journey would be very interesting for some of the listeners.
So where we are right now.
Yeah, and how you got there.
Yeah, so right now we have two products. It's really just a freemium version and a premium version. The first one tells people what they can build on any piece of land, which is great because they can see, for example, if a land has a building that's 10,000 square feet and they could build up to 80,000, they know that there's a development potential, as opposed to if the existing building is the same as the proposed FAR, that it's a building analysis, it's a renovation analysis. So that free tool tells people right away what would be the good strategy towards moving into that property. And then the premium version lets them model any use. They can model office versus hotel versus multifamily, change all the different unit mixes, and very quickly see which one has the highest return on cost.
So how about this? How about where places are hit by disaster like Baker County in the Panhandle or something where they've got a total clean slate?
That's interesting.
Yeah. Wouldn't you be able to help them vision a redevelopment and perhaps make it the most efficient design possible? I know who would want to know about this.
Absolutely. So right now you can combine parcels and model entire sections of a city. And in the cities that we have the zoning information, you can model the whole thing and see what would be your total buildable opportunity. You could do that as well, what's happening right now with the opportunity zones. So we can give you all the pieces of land that are developable, and you could get all the potential development square feet in an instant.
Did I just say, oh my God, and como no, for the people that don't understand, oh my God? Arden, keep going. Every time you ask a question, we're getting deeper into this fabulous stuff.
Well, I think what also is very, very interesting is the way that you've gone about obtaining data with crowdsourcing, and then all the cities where you can actually utilize this software.
Crowdsourcing? Oh my God.
Yes. So the different ways that we're crowdsourcing is, one, we're collaborating with architects in different cities. It's an exponential way and a way to build partnerships across all thousands of cities to bring in their zoning information, and in exchange, then they become the representatives of their city. And also, every time people are interacting with the software, the AI is learning from those interactions so that we can begin to see on a parcel level what is the development, which requires very little manpower on our side to get a lot of information.
It's tremendous. So what you're really doing is you're mining some of the best minds in the country and having them contribute and collaborate with you.
Yes.
That's tremendous.
But not only in the U.S., abroad as well, globally.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we have a pilot in Panama City right now, and in a couple of weeks, we'll be able to have functionality in every city around the world.
Okay, I'm dumbfounded. We're going to take a break, because I got to get myself back together after all that. I mean, my gosh, we're breaking new ground here. Arden can't stop smiling, and neither... Oh, this is just great. So, Wanda, take it away. We'll be right back with more information on how you can make your life better in 30 seconds with this lady. Back after this.
Here, is going on that's not quite clear.
Somebody turn on the light.
Oh yeah, I love dancing on the ceiling. It's amazing. I defy gravity all the time. Hey, you could defy gravity too. You should buy your car at Warren Henry. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's all you have to check out. Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They've got Audi in Key West. Well, they sell them all down there. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And that's complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, and my favorite, the 72-hour value exchange. If you don't like the car, well, you can just give it back. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Back to the ceiling.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
Mark is my technically stepdad, but really my dad.
This is my wonderful stepdad, Randy. It feels like he's been around forever.
This is my lovely stepdad of 28 years now. I should say just dad at this point.
I didn't really have like a close relationship with my like actual dad, so when I met Mark, I was like, oh, this is like what a dad is.
When I met Paul 28 years ago, I was a fiery little a brat.
You said it, not me. As a stepfather, you know, you have boundaries, and you know, the relationship, like, it develops over time, and I just took things, you know, day by day, and you know, we grew as a family.
On 880,
that's the biz operation. Oh, it is me. I'm the brains of the operation. Sometimes that's when you're looking to do a real estate deal. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need a creative solution? I bring 35 years of my creativity to the table, done some of the biggest deals in town. Call me at 305-773-6300 if you want to hear what I've done and how I can help you and your family maximize the value of your real estate. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you, Wanda, and thank you to the Content Funnel for that award. We're here with the Real Estate Edge. We've got my good friend, Arden Carson, who's the senior person at CBRE here in South Florida. Arden, why don't you tell us who our guest is today?
Our guest is Olivia Ramos, and she's the founder and CEO of DeepBlocks.
What is DeepBlocks, Olivia?
DeepBlocks is an artificial intelligence software that models real estate, including both architecture and financial
You got trained at DARPA. You're on the dark side.
Yeah.
You're a smart lady. Okay, Arden, so how are we going to use our DARPA executive over here to help us make money? Well, see, I'm never going to let you live that down.
No.
Secret agent girl.
Well, I think what I'd like to hear Olivia tell us is how can people take a drive on DeepBlocks?
Oh, that's awesome. Tell me.
Sure. So through our website, deepblocks.com, you can do the freemium and test any property in 1,000 cities and do a 14-day trial on the modeling software. And then it's only $18 a month to model unlimited number of real estates.
I got to tell you, the kids must love doing this at the universities. Do you make this available to the students?
Yes, we actually have a student discount. They just have to get in touch with us. Yes.
Oh, hey, all you students out there, make sure you execute this discount. You can drive everywhere. You know, one time I drove all the major arterial roadways in the major cities of Florida. That was before I had to do it on meets and bounds, find the owners. Yes, I'm an old man. Arden, what else should we be doing here with this artificial intelligence?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about Olivia's management style.
I think that's important. She's a woman. She's a founder of a company. She's building a company. How are you doing that?
And she's trying to raise money. So I think that's really interesting. So
be careful. FINRA might be listening.
I'm telling you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your leadership style and what's important and how you motivate people? And yeah.
Sure. So first and foremost, I have the most amazing team. Everyone is just extremely intelligent. Everyone brings solutions to the table, and that's an important thing. You have to give everybody a voice and not put a ceiling on anybody. So if they want to do more, you have to let your team do whatever they think is going to be best for the company. And if there are mistakes, then we all learn from the mistakes. And everyone in the team right now has just the most amazing ideas, and is spreading the software and bringing more things to the software that are very valuable from the engineering perspective, the AI perspective, and the market as well.
So it sounds like your management style is open and freestyle, sort of like the way your intelligent, your artificial intelligence learns. Fabulous. Yeah. I think that's a great parallel. That's wonderful.
So I suspect that the days are really long, and I know you and I have talked a little bit about taking some breaks and clearing your mind. So how does that work? How have you incorporated mindfulness into your daily routine?
Yes. So as you know, I do three sessions of meditation a day, in the morning and after lunch and at night. There are members of the team that also meditate. Everyone's pretty much stays 8 or 9 hours a day and goes home after that. And we encourage vacation time so that you can, you know, not burn out. So we have a pretty healthy culture, and we try to keep that intact.
Yeah, burnout is a big problem when you're working hard and trying to do the founding. And I think if you feel like everybody's pulling together, that it's real important. And I totally believe in mindfulness. I have a lot of stress reduction methodologies I use all the time, just not doing my radio show.
So as a successful creative entrepreneur, what is your advice to someone who wants to launch their own business?
Launch as soon as possible and test the market. And get your feedback from your potential customers and build only the things that are bringing value to your customers. And that's been said a lot lately, but I think it's really hard to do.
How do you know what your customers are valuing?
So we have tons of feedback opportunities in our software and in our website, and we get a lot of feedback from our customers on things they want, things that they don't understand, and we're continuously fixing and adding those features. Everything we've built in the last 6 months has been directly from our customer feedback.
I would think that your company naturally is demonstrating what your programs do. You're learning with feedback.
Yep.
Fabulous.
So given the fact that I'm an ex-banker.
That you are.
You're involved in financing as well, Jim.
Yes.
We would love to hear about your whole fundraising adventure.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Tell us all about
that. Who are your investors, and how does that work? And talk to us a little bit about seed capital versus VC. And
Excellent.
Prop tech is
Excellent.
Really
yeah.
in vogue right now.
That's
and
great.
What does all that mean?
That's great.
Sure. So we've raised 2 seed rounds. We're now raising a 3rd seed round. What that means is a convertible safe note. It's not an equity round. And the first seed was led by Singularity University, which gave us a lot of credibility.
Oh, yeah,
and that
sure.
triggered a few other VCs. And I also tapped into our network of real estate developers here in Miami, and they supported the idea. The second seed as well, about half of the investors came into the second seed, and that's a good validation as well. And the third seed is now just got started about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, when I go to all these property technology meetings, I found that the most effective ones are ones that are aligned with real estate companies that have real estate companies that invest in them. So are you working closely with any of the big real estate opcos yet?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm working close with Arden to make sure that we're providing the best possible solutions for brokers, working with Avra Jain, who's telling me exactly what the developers need to filter through 50 properties and 50 options. And so little by little, we're tweaking to make sure that we're bringing a very focused value proposition.
Arden, what is the value proposition that they present to CBRE?
Well, I am convinced that DeepBox can help our brokers in several different ways. We are asked to do a lot of broker opinions of value, and so to be able to quickly kind of see a highest and best use scenario, I think that that's going to save a lot of time and money for our brokers. The other place where I see this tool being very valuable is with our appraisal group. And so we've been making some introductions with our digital and technology teams. And DeepBox is in its very early stages of launching and figuring out the product and customer. But we truly believe that it has legs.
Yeah, I had a bunch of PhD-level appraisal courses. It sounds like you're getting ready to put out of business a whole bunch of appraisals, because all they do is send me a bunch of canned information and take the comps, put them in there, and explain them to me. So I got to believe that you could teach a machine to... Oh, God, did I really just say that?
Well, what we're doing is we're making appraisers do a lot... valuations a lot faster.
Better way to say it. Yes,
and we're doing that across the board. So architects can do feasibility studies a lot faster. Brokers can...
The F word, feasibility.
Feasibility, site analysis, all of these things can be done. When it used to take 3 to 6 weeks, it could be done in a couple of minutes.
$25,000.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when I was working with Related, and we would look at his site and try to figure out what the highest and best use was, and met with the architect and did massing plans, and it would take many iterations, many 100%. Days, weeks to really get the information.
Geometry, how does it work? How does it, and your thing can just go like that?
Yeah, it provides the 3D model and the financial model integrated.
Go pull it up right now, dbox.com. Go type in an address, you will see.
I kind of looked already.
Okay.
I'm asking loaded questions here. I know what's going on. I'm going to be getting together with Olivia after this. We're going to talk. I've got a lot of good things that I'm going to want to try to do with you. Do some demo stuff too, but Arden, we're running out of time. I know you got a whole bunch of questions, and I just keep talking.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you one question, then we're going to get to our extra quick rapid fire question.
Rapid,
so
exactly.
My last question about fundraising is, with the focus on prop tech, and actually CBRE released a research report today, a market flash, which I thought was very coincidental. I did not was not behind this, but it actually said that VC prop tech funding has grown from $20 million in 2008 to $4 billion in 2018. I mean, that's phenomenal. How do you really differentiate yourself, and what's going to be your proposition when you go and reach out to the VC world?
That's a great question. So the VC world is looking for metrics, and we have amazing metrics. So we're already in 1,000 and over 1,000 cities, and we're collecting a lot of data, and we're growing our user base. So VCs are waiting for us to get to a certain monthly recurring revenue to come in, and we have about 12 VCs that are waiting for that metric. The current fundraising round is for family offices and opportunity zone funds that want to get in, or real estate developers that want to get in before the VCs come in on the Series A, because they tend to sort of push everybody out and bring really big checks. So right now we're giving an opportunity for smaller investors to come in before we get to the metrics where VCs are going to come in.
I would think that having a real estate opco or two in there as one of your investors would really be something that the VCs would be interested in, because it's a built-in demand.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, that's great. Well, if people want to get information about your firm, how do they do that? They want to talk to you? How do they want to get a hold of you?
Olivia at deepblocks.com.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because you're asking. Now we got to tell them how to find you. Yes. Arden, let's do that lightning round.
Okay, my lightning round, rapid fire. What are you reading right now?
I am reading on writing well. I am learning how to write nonfiction. It's a way to clear my mind.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful. That's fabulous.
Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Early bird, for sure.
All right. Favorite TV show?
Oof, The OA.
Oh, okay. Pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
And favorite restaurant? It can be in Miami or anywhere in the world.
Loba Restaurant, for sure.
Okay. Anything to do with family?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jim.
Wow, Arden, this was tremendous. Can you beat this? You got to bring somebody better next time. I don't know that you can do that.
I have a great list of potential
oh my
God,
this is fabulous. And the smile, my gosh, it lights it up. I don't need any. I want to thank you so much for coming, Olivia. I really do look forward to working with you and talking to you. I am working on a project that I am going to want to put through your little test there, and then maybe we have you back and talk about it, and we can use it as a case study. Arden, thank you as always. The real edge at CBRE in this town is you.
And you.
Oh, hey.
All of us in this room.
Oh, my gosh. Now I am blushing. All right. Well, listen, I want to thank everybody, especially I want to thank your team. Let's give a shout out to your team. Who you want to give a shout out to on your team?
Brenda Figueroa. She is here today.
All right. So, well, how about Cecile? I've been working with Cecile, too.
She's fantastic as well.
So who else we got
here?
We
have Jennifer Jin, and we have Paul Weimer.
So, oh, this is great.
Yeah, they all came to support CBRE.
Well, they are. They are supporting. And boy, okay, I want to thank you all so much. Arden, thank you so much. Now, Arden's an alumni of our next guest. Arden used to work at the Related Group, and we've got JP Perez coming up here, and we've got Scott Sherman. We're going to talk real estate and urban development here on Freed on Business with some of the young stars of South Florida. Back after this. We'll be right back. Thank everybody for giving me an extra 30 seconds to get an awesome picture. We've got a tremendous group of people in here. I'm going to have to put that photo up on Facebook if I have permission. I think I do. All right. Another thing I want permission is I'm going to talk about my good friends at Warren Henry. I want to give a shout out to my friends at Warren Henry, Jack and Santiago. Thank you for putting me in my fabulous new car. I love it. I told Larry he thanks you, too, for helping me out. And, hey, everybody, if you're looking to buy or lease a new car, you want to get every advantage that you can, give my friends at Warren Henry a call. That's right. They've got Jaguar, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Gainesville. They've got Audi. Down in Key West, all kinds of great nameplates. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And they changed the Warren Henry Advantage, made it better. You get complimentary service loaners, a dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, and a best value guarantee. That's right. Give them a call. See my friends at Warren Henry. Join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
As most fathers know, childbirth is easy and painless. And with a little help from What's-Her-Face, raising kids takes almost no effort at all. This Father's Day, give Dad what he really deserves. Booze. The same delicious beverage that helped Dad drift off to sleep while you were up all night with colic. The same tasty refreshment that allowed Dad to enjoy the ball game while you were cutting your teeth.
Bottom of the seventh, two out, nobody on.
The same relaxing concoction that kept Dad snoring away on the Lazy Boy while you were being rushed to the hospital with playground injuries. This Father's Day, help Dad relive the soothing, carefree days of your childhood. With booze. Available in small, medium, and what do you mean I have kids?
On 880, The Biz.
Oh, it's time for me to talk about real estate. That's right. Give me a call if you've got a complex or easy real estate deal. I'm waiting for that call about the really easy real estate deal. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're going to make it short this time, Wanda. I want everybody to give me a call because I can help you with your complicated real estate deal. I know who to call. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, the longest-running talk show in South Florida. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, I want to thank you all for spending your time, some of your time with me today. I want to thank you so much. Right here, right now, we've got a great pair for you. We're going to talk to Scott Sherman. He's a co-founder and managing principal of Tercera Capital. Scott is responsible for their strategic decisions, sourcing investment opportunities, their capital markets, and, of course, the operations of the properties they invest in. J.P. Perez, John Paul Perez, he's the vice president of the Related Group. He's on with us, too. Related is, my gosh, Related is the Related Group. And J.P. and I have worked on some great urban retail, urban development deals. We're going to talk about their vision for the cities that they're in and how that may apply to the city that you're in. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you, Jim.
It's my pleasure. JP, way to go.
Thanks for having us here, Jim.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, JP, let's start with you. I know that there's a lot of cranes people can see from I-95 as they go north of downtown. A whole new neighborhood is growing out of a bunch of warehouses. How do you decide what goes in a new neighborhood and where you put it?
We could actually use some of the, from the earlier Candace you got on the show, we could actually use her software because it'll help us analyze stuff a lot quicker and get through deals because we look at so many.
I want $5 But Deep Blocks is the name of the thing. Deep well blocks. Done. Well played, Arden. Well played. Well played. Arden knows how to sell.
No, it's we look at where, you know, where's going to be the most growth over the next couple of years, right? And then, you know, obviously Wynwood's one of the areas that we feel strongly that there's still a lot of growth potential, especially, you know, in the rental market. And then we go into a market like that and we say, who's going to be our customers? And we design buildings and bring in architects, bring in designers, all based off analyzing who's really going to be the one renting, buying, the retail tenants. So it takes a lot of work, a lot of due diligence and analysis to come up with the final product. And then, you know, you have to build it, which is obviously the tough part.
Yeah, that's the tough part for sure. Now, Scott, what part of the urban redevelopment do you work with? I mean, JP's doing a lot of residential, and then there's a lot of other components that go in. Tell me what else goes into these deals.
Yeah, so we basically work on all the other components, mostly the retail and office components. Tricera mostly focuses on urban retail, so kind of like JP mentioned, we really like, you know, the Wynwood market, and we really take a look at the macro level as well, kind of seeing the types of people going into these buildings. And really, we're trying to capitalize on the retail activation at the street level beneath where we see a lot of this density and millennial growth happening in different markets throughout Florida.
Now, I go for coffee in Wynwood. My office is the corner seat in Dr. Smoot's. And I've seen a lot of great stuff. I post your stuff is in the background a lot of times, JP. But I've noticed that there's a difference in the skyline. And once that skyline is complete, the people going to Dr. Smoot's are going to be different. And how do you anticipate all that and capitalize on it? We'll go back to Scott.
It's a good question. I mean, you have to kind of look at what's happening. I mean, for us, what's pretty amazing about Wynwood as a specific example is 3 years ago, before there was anything going vertical, you would walk around and you'd see tons of bodies, people with a line out the door for Panther Coffee or people sitting in Dr. Smoot. Where are they coming from? There was no office there. There was no residential. And so it's really interesting to see how now you're finally seeing the density starting to come. I mean, the first few buildings are getting delivered. You haven't even seen, you know, probably half of this first wave, hotels and office. And I think you're just going to see a great mix and diversity of people that want to live, work, and play in Wynwood.
It reminds me of South Beach, because South Beach started out, you know, the same way, a derelict place, and then it went through a whole system. And now, what you were talking about, the place was absolutely a dump, one story, but the tourists were coming, and they didn't have anything to do. Then they gave them something to do. Now the retail is evolving so that it'll support the people that JP is bringing. And JP, you're not only doing this in Wynwood. Tell me some of the other places you're doing this.
Well, we're in Brickell, we're in Coconut Grove, Pompano, Fort Lauderdale. I mean, I would say anywhere South Florida, down from Orlando, Tampa, Atlanta. You know, we're depending on the product is, you know, we'll do rentals in Atlanta. We'll do condos in Pompano now. We'll do, we're doing affordable housing throughout Miami-Dade and Broward County. So we really try to hit every market that we look at.
Yeah, but you're hitting them in a specific part of the market. You're hitting them in sort of a more urbanized setting. It used to be that the related group would go out, they'd find the next exit, and they'd build two-story walk-ups. Now you're doing something entirely different. You're creating neighborhoods. How are you doing that?
Yeah, and I think more people are moving back to the urban core, right? So instead of, you know, people don't want to commute, there's getting more and more traffic. So that's why the Brickells, the Wynwoods, Edgewaters have had the most development over the past 10 years, is because people realize that they just want to live, work, and play all in the same neighborhood, right? The commuting is just no longer fun to sit in a car and be, you know, 30.
I love it. They're listening right now.
Whoops.
No, that's all good. No, we all agree that you want to come in. I used to say that I live south of the 112, and I used to say it was within the zone of pain, that everybody had a traffic problem till they got to the 112. That's changed a little bit. So now people want to be able to have what I call a vertically integrated urban center. And so we've got the high-rise condos, and then you put the high-rise condos there and you bring the retail to support it. And that's sort of where you come in too. And so where are you doing some retail that's in another urban area, and why would that retail tenancy be different than maybe in Wynwood?
Yeah, so JP, you forgot to mention one market you're in that's my favorite market, which is St. Pete.
I was waiting for that.
And they're doing a great project right in the middle on Central Avenue downtown. And we happen to own probably about 10 properties all up and down Central, all around their project. And I think when they deliver in a few months, it's going to be a great, you know, activation.
You're looking for investors? My gosh.
But going back to your question, I mean, look, we're looking for that density, that growth, and those kind of cool, walkable areas where there's a vibe. And then we want to try to activate and curate it to the people that are going to be living there. So that's, we have fun with the retail kind of activation, thinking about who wants to be there, who wants to go there. And again, retail's changed. It's a lot more experiential. It's a lot more food and beverage. It's a lot more fitness. And so, you know, you really have to find that next concept that you think is going to be a special concept and try to bring them in and create that activation.
You're creating lifestyles. That's what you're doing. And for the record, in St. Pete, I did the ballpark study 1,000 years ago. So, yes, thank me for a little of that demand. Anyway, I'll take a dollar. I did the Publix in downtown Fort Lauderdale, too, $2. Anyway, so, JP, we're talking about some of these urban markets. You've mentioned basically every place where the highway intersects. And then you go and you want to do it inside of the urban core. But one of the things that's growing is the population of older folks. The older folks don't necessarily want to live in the middle of the highest density, rapid, crazy thing. Or do they?
Older folks?
Yeah, people like me, 58 active adults. I'll nail myself, I don't care. You won't build to me? Come on. Look, are you doing any urban stuff?
No, like in downtown Fort Lauderdale, right? Icon Las Olas is
thank you.
You know, super high end, 250 unit.
You're setting the rental benchmark for Alta Cockers like me who have money that want to live urban.
Yeah, and their kids around, they want to downsize. And you could provide extra amenities, top of the line finishes. And actually what ends up happening is you end up getting, more rent than, we actually end up getting more rent than we actually thought. And people actually pay for quality.
It was spectacular. The deal you did there, the Icon on Las Olas, is spectacular. And the guy with the fancy corner office can come downstairs, get himself the big steak, go to the fancy restaurant, go to Cheesecake, and walk up and down. It's tremendous, the lifestyle you'll deliver there. I wonder who did the Publix in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Oh, that was me. I want a dollar. So what do you think about that? You know, the different retail is different than, the urban experience versus the suburban. But some of these people need services, too. Are you bringing them services also?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a mix between find that balance. So, like, as an example, we forward purchased the retail condominium from PMG in downtown Miami. And, there we activated a lot of retail for more food and beverage to cater. You're right across from Miami-Dade College.
Of course.
But we also put OXO dry cleaners in. Why? Because it was a starving need in that market, and
sure,
there was nowhere in the building to do that. So we're thinking about all those aspects as we do it and just trying to find the right types of concepts that make sense for the market.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm going to give JP a high five for answering my question, which was, none of these questions are programmed. This is all straight off the top of my head. These guys are great. Arden and Olivia were great. These are all unprogrammed questions, and it's just I hit them up, and these guys give you the right answers, and I just love it. And now we're going to talk, and Wanda's putting her head in her hand because I'm just rambling. Wanda, we'll go to break. All right, we're in here, we're making money, there's a lot of crosstalk, and now I'm going to tell you where I like to spend my money. Hold on, I got to talk now. All right, I like to spend my money at Warren Henry. Why? Because I just love those smoking cars, and that's what gasoline is made for, man, is these great cars. That's right, I love to go to Supercar Saturday. I had a great time at the new location on Supercar Saturday. High five to Floyd and the rest of the events team for putting all that together. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a new car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. They got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti. They got Jaguar. They got them all. Up in Gainesville, they got Audi. You like the Audi? We can go there when we go to Gainesville. Scott, I mean, it's going to be great. I did my show there last year from there. And also, down in Key West, they've got all those great nameplates. Wanda and I were going to go down there, maybe get a Jeep down there for Wanda. I'd like that. You know, what do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that's been upgraded. Now you get complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, and the best value guarantee, as well as a 72-hour exchange. For 3 days, they'll give you to exchange your car. So join me, my mom, and that's right, I say it all the time, but it's really true, my beautiful wife, Vivian. Boy, I love you, honey. I know you're listening. We all are members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. That's right. Always Warren Henry.
Freed and Wanda Miles.
Happy Father's Day!
By the word happy, we in no way mean joyous, celebratory, or jovial. For if said father feels sad, depressed, or greatly underappreciated, it is his right to feel as such. Also, this once a year or said day in no way insinuates or represents a full year of said father value. For said one day does in no way deem full worth and is never meant to be more represented or celebratory than previous Mother's Day. If said father feels as such, remember that said mother feels she is far more greater in scope and value than said father. Children of said father are not expected to be as emotional towards said Father's Day and not expected to present gifts greater to said father than previous mother on Mother's Day. Again, by if any such words or said message in any way fall short of appreciative communication from family in any way, again, we say tough, suck it up, and act like you enjoy it. This happy Father's Day message void where prohibited by law.
On 880, The Biz.
All right, we talk real estate here. Can you guess? That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you think I can give you a hand solving your real estate problem. You don't have a real estate problem, just want to kibitz? Give me a call anyway at 305-773-6300. I know who to call to get your situation resolved, to move your deal forward, and to bring it to a positive conclusion. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Private lender, that's me. Need some cash in a week? Just did that. 305-773-6300. Why call me? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, all right, we're on with my good friend Scott Sherman. He sits on the UF board of Bergstrom Center with me. High five to the Gators. And we've got J.P. Perez. He's the vice president of Related Group. Scott's the co-founder and managing principal at Tricera Capital. They both do urban redevelopment. That's what we're talking about. Back to the show. J.P., I'm going to ask a question. So are you guys evolving your product type to address the baby boom generation?
Yes, we are. We have to.
And then what are you doing?
So the
older ones. Yeah. Alta Cockers like
the
me.
The older Cockers
Alta like Cocker you. Like me. I'm now over 55.
Actually, what we're doing is we're making it easier because if you start losing your memory now, we're actually putting in locks now. So you don't even have to have a key. You can unlock your apartments.
I need it to go like
you,
just
you can
walk by.
You can unlock your apartments with your phone.
Fabulous.
So we're trying to make everything, you know, seamless, easier. You can order all the concierge services from your phone. We've actually invested in a new company called Lively. Lively allows you to pay rent, renter's insurance, deposits, all on your phone. You can order a mattress the second you sign up. So it really makes living in these apartment buildings very seamless and extremely easy.
See, earlier I talked about the big real estate operating companies investing in technology and then driving growth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I need a commission. All right. Now, Scott, what are you seeing? We talked about, look, it's already been overused. It's not the death of retail. It's a experiential redesign of retail. What are some of the concepts? You don't have to tell me the tenants, but what are some of the concepts that you guys are starting to see that you want to bring to make our, that's what it is, make our neighborhoods special?
Yeah, so we're always looking for the newest concept, the newest activation. I mean, right now you're seeing and you're hearing a lot of this, the food hall concept, which you're hearing and seeing everywhere. And I've seen a lot of great concepts, a lot of mediocre ones. But, you know, the good activations, the good way where people can come and really kind of socialize, be with their friends, whether it's another food hall concept or maybe it's the cool neighborhood coffee shop or maybe it's the specialty boutique fitness that you're seeing a lot of popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
It's really just finding that next one. I mean, you know, in some cases, though, you're finding other things you've never seen. I went on Saturday night to an axe throwing place downtown. I mean, I don't know who came up with the idea of drinking alcohol and throwing axes at a wall, but it was actually a lot of fun. So you never know. I mean, I don't know who thought of that, but what a great idea.
No, it is. There's like this whole thing all over that's like the new thing. You know, it's just incredible. So
yeah.
When are we going to throw footballs through, tires and stuff like that? It's everything, but it's an experience and it brings people together, gives them something to talk about, and it's really all about Instagram, in my opinion.
A lot of it is. It's actually pretty impressive how Instagram has shaped a lot of these new concepts and how they're programming things and making these Instagrammable walls or areas.
Exactly. Come in, you got it. It's got the name of the place, it's got the fancy wall, you go right there, you go, I'm here, okay, now we can go, you know, but I experienced it.
Yep.
Yeah, look at the line on Top of the World. I mean, that's ridiculous. So, JP, what are some of the new design concepts that we can look for? We see now the micro units, smaller units that are now within reach of just about anybody. What are some of the design features that we can look forward to in your top units in Wynwood?
No, again, I think one of the coolest things we put in is it's called the latch system, right? So it's a very, it's actually also a new venture capital company, and it's everything is controlled by the phone again, right? So you go there, you don't have to have a key, you can unlock, you can order food, you can put order dry cleaning from there, you can order a dog walker from your phone, just all through this system.
So it's like a kayak of consumer services, sort of, for my neighborhood.
Yes, and cool. So Latch ties in with Lively, and as a landlord, you can actually get some of the revenue back from that. So it actually, as a landlord, it actually increases that. your NOI. So it's not only makes it easier for people living in the building for services, for their not having to carry around keys and stuff in their pockets, but it increases the value of your property.
Oh, here you go. Now I got another one. Okay, so you're building big properties, and in subdivisions that are horizontal, they're starting to do mixed properties where they can do some rental housing and some for sale housing in the back. You guys do both rental and for sale, and I'm going to expand it. Can you do three property types and do an Airbnb quality thing in one of your projects too? I mean, I guess I'm sitting in on the management meetings the way the guy's nodding.
Yeah, so you're going to take the words out of my mouth almost. I was hoping you'd stop, so let me explain it. But no,
never
we're
went
doing,
under no meetings. I didn't
we're
know
doing,
about this.
You know, we're doing your traditional rental. We're looking at master leasing a portion of a building to a company that then runs it as a hotel. We're looking at doing, hopefully starting next year, on a co-living concept. And that building would be master leased. So, they come in, they rent by the room. In a building like that, you got to provide lots of amenities. And also at the same time, those projects are all going to be mixed with an office component and then the retail component on the ground floor.
Tremendous.
So you have like six uses in one
Sounds
building.
Sounds like
almost.
What you Sounds really familiar. Are is the solution to the traffic problem.
Yeah, I mean, look, we just started leasing in Wynwood right now, and only 50% of the people that I've leased so far are electing to get a space. So as you're
seeing, a parking space.
So it's actually you're seeing, at least in where millennials are choosing to live, people are using less cars.
Yeah, well, I remember that was a big design flaw at some of the first buildings in Wynwood. They had too much parking and no porte-cochere. But, Scott, we're getting kind of close to the end of the time. I've got only 2 minutes left. I want to ask you what your top concept for retail is that you've seen urban-wise, and then I'm going to invite you both back because I didn't have enough time to talk.
Top concepts, tough question. I mean, we see so many great ideas and concepts. I'd say there's one actually out of Tampa that we actually have since invested in, which is it's a hybrid food hall where it's really more of the guy created a concept that basically turns the food hall into a restaurant. So instead of going up to every stall and having that very discombobulated experience, if you want to sit and eat there, you actually go sit down by a hostess, and every table is a menu from every concept.
Oh, now my wife and I
so
have
you
somewhere
can
to
order
go.
From every concept or any of the concepts, and they bring it to you. They bring the food to you. So
much
it
better.
Turns into more of a restaurant experience for business lunches
much
or dates.
Better. Much
and
better.
And so we really like that.
Much better. You guys got to promise to come back. You got to promise to give me a slice of that investment that I just raised you. Arden, I know we're going to have great guests with you. I want to thank everybody for being on our show. I want to give a shout out to all the first responders. Thank you so much. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, Carlson Integrated, Turkel Brands, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. The most important person that I want to thank is you, my listener, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. Everybody, please go to your Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from. Everybody's going to want to hear from you guys again. My gosh, this was great. Tweet at Jim Fried at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Website gets lots of hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, ASAP. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. at 6 on Thursday. Why? Because I think you know by now, I just love doing this. Don't forget, there's a replay on Tuesdays. Remember, the person wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Jim Freed.
At an 11. I'm going to take it to about a 15 real quick.
And Wanda Miles.
Nobody respects you.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.